Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of the curated event, a kind of a credit union specific and fintech event here on the tail end of fintech meetup. And in the studio lounge here, we have Mr. Jeff Brown from Highline. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks
Good.
For having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So what brings you to, I mean, I know we met at fintech meetup the last couple of days, so
yes.
I'll ask you about that in a second, but what brings you to curated?
Hoping to make great new relationships with credit unions and others supporting the space.
Right on, right on. Anything in particular here that you're going to check out, or just kind of observing in general?
Both observing in general, and we particularly support kind of credit building, expanding access to particularly people with good, stable employment. And just love working with anyone with a similar goal in mind.
Right on, right on. And how was FinTech Meetup for you? So, because I mean, I've heard nothing but glowing reviews from a lot of folks out there. I mean, it's exhausting. Yep. Those speed dating meetings, I tell you, they're a lot of fun, but man, they are exhausting in a good
yes.
way. So yeah, you got to meet a lot of good people in a specific amount of time. So your thoughts on that?
Yeah,
on that
extremely efficient, great mix of folks that I got a chance to meet with. Those clocks, they were efficient, giant clocks up on the wall.
Oh,
you
yeah,
have this much
hilarious.
Length of time to get it done. And then we're on to the next. But
yeah.
It works really well. Good that there were some breaks in between to, rest the throat.
Exactly.
Watch a few shows, and then back to it again.
Right on. Any highlights for you from the conference? Anything stand out other than the meetings themselves, which is kind of the main event? But any sessions or anything like that you attended that kind of stuck out?
I operate adjacent to the payroll space, so a few good sessions on that front. The market is evolving very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to see just the different flavors of traction and opportunities that people
yeah.
are finding.
Yeah, no doubt. And there's a lot of opportunities. I mean, there was like 3,000-4,000 people there or something like that. So
oh, yeah.
It was crazy busy. So, hey, before I let you go here, share with us, give us a quick plug on Highline. What do you guys do and how you help financial institutions out there?
Yes, absolutely. So Highline is a new payment network
mm-hmm.
That enables recurring payments directly from somebody's income, from their payroll. Killer use case is for paying loans, auto loans, credit cards, mm-hmm. personal loans, post-sale financing, etc., where consumers can automate the payments without worrying about it overdrafting because a $400 all-loan payment's due on the 22nd.
I gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
And if you live paycheck to paycheck, that can be
That's important.
Risky.
Mm-hmm.
So we partner on one side with the payroll companies to make this happen in a very smooth way,
mm-hmm.
And then with lenders and also other billers on the other side.
Okay.
They're the ones that are engaging the consumer, asking them to pay this way. We're not a direct-to-consumer play. But especially from a lender's perspective, knowing that you are getting paid first,
yeah.
as long as someone has their job,
yeah.
Profoundly improves performance, which means you can approve more people, give better rates, and especially for people who are younger or immigrants that haven't had a chance to build
mm-hmm.
their credit,
mm-hmm.
but have a full-time job, this is really game-changing for them to be able to start accessing
oh, I
credit.
Oh, I bet, yeah, for sure. So what was the reason behind starting it? I mean, obviously, building
yep.
a better mousetrap, you find a kind of a gap in the system, it sounds like, so.
Yeah, so I was previously at a place called Salary Finance
okay.
That did payroll-linked loans, so personal loans as an employee benefit. So they would work with employers to make loans to their employees and get repaid from the payroll department. So it's that behavior, similar to a 401k
mm-hmm.
or healthcare premium,
mm-hmm.
of automatically making loan payments from payroll, that was just, again, absolutely profound from a credit performance standpoint, where you could offer 99 APR term loans across the whole
oh,
credit
wow.
spectrum, as long as someone had a few years of tenure, so
yeah.
some job stability.
Yeah.
Because from a credit perspective, think of it as actually being a secured product,
yeah.
but it's being secured by their employment. So if someone has stable full-time job, they're really their prime,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to charge over 36% APR. You can give unsecured credit cards. if someone has a good job.
Gotcha. So that was kind of what started it all. And how long have you guys been around? Pardon me for not knowing the history here, but I'm really curious about what you guys do.
We've been 2.5 years business. Launched formally last summer.
Okay.
We are growing quickly.
Good for you. Well, that's good news. But it sounds like you guys started this idea during the pandemic. Am I correct in that? Or right in the
really
middle there somewhere?
Soon after, okay. Which is a surreal thing to start a company on Zoom. a few employees that it was like several months on the job before I met them in person. And it's sort of like, oh, real people, they exist.
That's funny. I know, I heard lots of stories about that. I've been working with you for 2 years and now I meet you for the first time in person.
Oh, and I didn't know that's how tall you are.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Yeah. Oh, lots of good stories from that for sure. So yeah. So any takeaways from the conference or even I know this is just starting out. So yeah.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, I mean takeaways, I mean the broad market is rough out there, but there's still lots of opportunities. Yeah. Lots of companies that are in great shape. In a way, that kind of just narrows the focus on what's working and make that happen.
Well, good deal. All right, Jeff. Well, I'm going to let you get back in there and go check out some of the presentations that are going on. And I thank you for your time and keep up the good work there at Highline.
Yeah,
well done,
so
sir.
Much.
All right. Jeff Brown from Highline, everybody. Go check them out. All right. And it's highline.com, I'm assuming, right?
.co.
.co. Highline.co. C-O. All right.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.